Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, 844, 16 till 9, we welcome back Michael Henderson, Director of LSU's Public Policy Research Lab, Dr. Michael Henderson, to talk about the Louisiana survey. Welcome back, Michael.
Happy to be back. Thanks.
Let's talk about the Louisiana survey first. What is it? And then you can quickly recap the first report, second report, and then we'll get to the third one.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a survey we've been doing for 20 years. First started in 2003. It's an annual survey every spring of adult residents of Louisiana. We get a representative sample of the population of adult residents of the state. We ask them some basic questions that we ask every year. How are things going in the state? Right direction, wrong direction? How folks are doing economically? What are the issues they're worried about? And then we rotate in different topics that seem to be particularly prominent or salient that year. So for example, this year we asked some questions about homeowners insurance and car insurance, and also some questions about abortion.
And it's interesting the way this is done, because it's kind of like fill in a blank and not multiple choice, correct?
Yeah, for some of it. Like, so a lot of these questions are traditional. Like, we give a selection of choices. Like, if we ask about a specific policy, we might ask, do you support or oppose? But for when we're asking people about the things that they're worried about, the problems they're concerned about, that approach, that's when we use this fill-in-the-blank kind of approach, so they can tell us in their own words what they're – so rather than me saying, like, oh, you know, what are you worried about, the economy or education or roads? Well, I might have left off what you actually care about. So when we ask them about what the things they are most concerned about, want to see the state move forward on, we let them speak to us in their own words.
So what is part three about, and what did you find?
Yeah, this is our final report from this year's survey. It is mostly about abortion. Overall, we describe the report as about sort of like social issues and politics. It's mostly about abortion. There's a little bit about marijuana and a little bit about the state of polarization in the state right now. But mostly it's about abortion. And I think the takeaway that folks seem to be focusing on is important, but it's not the only thing that this report says on abortion. It's that the state seems to be shifting somewhat in a more willingness to accommodate access to legal abortion, and at least in certain circumstances, than we used to, and then perhaps people might think when they think about Louisiana.
That's interesting, because it would seem to be a disconnect with what's going on in the legislature.
In that sense, yes, because we do. So we asked about abortion in a couple of ways. So one is sort of a generic sounding question. Do you think abortion should be legal in all cases, legal in most cases, illegal in most cases, illegal in all cases? Now, that question is kind of vague and it's limited, but what it does allow us to do is allows us to compare to the past, because we've asked that question in 2016, 2022, and 2023. And the reason we use that question, not just because it lets us compare to the past, but because that's a commonly used question in national surveys, like the Pew Research Center and others.
And repeat the question again, if you would, Michael, please, because people are driving and sometimes their attention gets diverted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
So our first approach is to ask this sort of generic question, do you think that abortion should be legal in all cases, legal in most cases, illegal in most cases, or illegal in all cases? And we use that question because it's used on national surveys. So it allows us to compare Louisiana to the rest of the country. It also allows us to compare Louisiana to the past, because we've asked it before. But the second way we did it this year is we asked a lot of specific questions about specific kinds of cases and potential exceptions, and specific kinds of policies that could be related to abortion. And what we found on those questions is there is majority support for exceptions, for allowing women to legally access abortion, to be able to obtain an abortion legally in cases of rape, or in cases when the mother's life is at a serious risk due to the pregnancy. So in that sense, there seems to be majority support for certain exceptions, specific kinds of exceptions. And we do see that support for men, among men and women, among Democrats and Republicans, among highly religious folks and less religious folks. But once we move beyond that, I don't think it would be fair to say that, like, Louisiana has just sort of become this overwhelmingly, like, pro-choice place.
But let me just stop you for 1 second, if I can, Michael, because when you say majority, 85% said that a woman should be able to obtain a legal abortion if her life is seriously endangered, right? And 77% said that a woman should be able to obtain a legal abortion if she became pregnant because of rape. Those are some pretty sizable percentages.
Those are very large percentages, and it's weird. There's a pretty strong consensus out there. As I noted, like, those are not just overwhelmingly large shares of the population of the state, but it's also majorities among folks you might normally think as being less supportive of abortion. So, you know, Republicans, conservatives, folks that are more religious are also, majorities among those groups are also supportive of exceptions in those cases.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back, all right? Because that, now that we've established that, we'll go down to where you were talking about a couple of seconds ago about, but that doesn't necessarily mean that Louisiana is, and I hate to use the phrase, abortion-friendly, but you understand what I'm saying, completely welcoming of abortions, or will become a place where people would flock to have that done. Michael Henderson is our guest, Dr. Michael Henderson, director of LSU's Public Policy Research Lab, breaking down part three of the Louisiana survey. He was with us last week talking about parts one and two. Is it related to crime and homeowners insurance? We'll be back with this momentarily. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler talk and text line. Right now, we pause for traffic on WWL. All righty, 8:55 and a half, talking to Dr. Michael Henderson, director of LSU's Public Policy Research Lab, about part three of the Louisiana survey that they've done for, did you say 20 years now?
That's right, 20 years,
yeah. Which is interesting because then they can go back and see how things have changed. Has this abortion question been asked for all of that time or not, Michael?
No, not for all that time. We first asked about abortion, and again, just using that generic question, we asked that for the first time in 2016. And even then, it was kind of, I don't want to say a fluke, but we were doing a special section on trying to get a sense of how much polarization was in Louisiana. So we asked about a ton of different social issues, and this happened to be one of them. And then we revisited it last year, seeing what was looked like it might be coming through the federal Supreme Court, and then, of course, followed up again this year.
You know, I'm getting texts here from people who, on both sides of it, seem to think that if the results don't indicate what they believe, that somehow the survey is flawed. I guess you hear that a lot sometimes from people who have a hard time accepting that possibly their opinion is not the majority. 85% saying a woman should be able to obtain a legal abortion if her life is seriously endangered due to pregnancy. 77% said a woman should be able to obtain a legal abortion if she became pregnant because of rape. I would presume that's inclusive of incest, because...
Yeah, we actually have we have another question where we broke it out, because there's we named those as obviously those are you know, the same thing, not exactly the same thing, but incest by definition is rape, but so we asked that in the item, and it's the same. It's the same exact numbers.
So moving down from those numbers, what else did this survey reveal? Well, wait. Let me take a step back, Michael. I'm sorry. The survey is valid. It's a good cross section, et cetera. The methodology.
Yeah. So, like, it's what you described a moment ago. I hear it all the time. We have a habit of evaluating the quality of a survey based on whether or not we like the results. Mm-hmm. That's not how you evaluate the quality of a survey. So we make every effort to get a representative sample. Obviously, you can't talk to every adult in Louisiana, but if you set up a survey the correct way, you don't have to talk to everyone to get a representative sample. And so we make every effort to do that. We use randomly selecting individuals in the state. These are from telephone surveys, predominantly cell phone, a little bit of landline thrown in there, but mostly cell phone because that's where we are now. Mm-hmm. And we select a sample in such a way that we're ensuring we have geographic coverage. So this is not just coming out of, like, our large metro areas, like where you are in New Orleans, where I am in Baton Rouge.
All right. And I just want to move you along because we've got 2 minutes left. Let's get to the rest of it, please.
Sure. Yeah, so we asked about these other kinds of situations, you know, about, you know, what should a woman be able to get a legal abortion if she's pursuing it because of economic hardship. And there's more no's than yeses in that case, but it's pretty close, 52-45. Or if a woman doesn't want any more children, it's 54 no, 43 yes. So there's no clear, you know, signal there that, you know, Louisiana wants to sort of open this up. Clear support for exceptions for rape, health of the mother, rape, incest, health of the mother. But beyond that, not so much.
But that's not what the law in Louisiana is, correct? Didn't they have an amendment or something or a proposed change that failed in the session?
That's my understanding. That's my understanding.
So
there is a disconnect right now between what the law is, because Louisiana has a pretty stringent abortion law. I would say these results suggest that Louisiana is mostly in a place where they're looking for a mix of limited access, but also regulations and limitations. And that's not where our current law is.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time. I really do. Dr. Michael Henderson, director of LSU's Public Policy Research Lab. We take a break. Then we spend an hour today with Ian McNulty talking food and drinking and getting ready for the weekend here. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Back in a flash, WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.